Democratic candidates for president are scheduled to meet tomorrow night in yet another debate. The eight men and one woman vying for the opportunity to challenge George W. Bush have met repeatedly before Democratic audiences, but in polls, not one of them comes close to the non-candidate, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Joining us now, as she does on Mondays, is NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts. Morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Renee.
Senator Clinton was all over the airwaves yesterday. If she's not running for president, what was that all about?
She's not running, but she's not hiding. And you're right. She's 20 points ahead of anyone else, the Democratic candidates who are running in the polls. Now, some of that is just name recognition, and some of it is love of Bill Clinton among Democrats. And Democrats think the president was treated badly. And she's an interesting unifying figure for the Democratic base because she's not saying the same things as the front runner, Howard Dean, and that was very clear yesterday.
Senator Clinton, among things that she differs from Dean on, is she continues to defend her vote authorizing President Bush to send American troops to Iraq. She's still hugely popular with the Democratic base. Why is that?
For a couple of reasons, mainly because what Howard Dean has excited in the base is not so much anti-war feeling as anti-Bush feeling. And certainly Hillary Clinton represents that. And she's very interesting on this subject. She says that she's for presidential prerogatives, that she would vote to authorize the military action for that reason. But she also defended the intelligence, saying that the intelligence that they were operating on when the Senate voted to authorize the war went back to her husband's administration and the administration before that. And she says maybe it was wrong, but she was not saying she thought it was cooked, as other Democrats have said. Now, I think that part of it is that she can say things that other Democrats can't say. But the truth is, even in Democratic polls, there are sizable numbers of people supporting the war, even among the very liberal Democratic voters in the states of New Hampshire and Iowa. So it's not all this straight anti-war thing going on that is making Howard Dean so popular.
Cokie, the 2004 election finally gets underway for real, officially, next month with Iowa caucuses on January 19th and the New Hampshire primary on the 27th. Do you think we'll know who the Democratic nominee is at the end of January?
It's entirely possible, which raises again the question of why these two states have so much influence. They're whiter, more rural, have fewer immigrants, they're less urban by a long shot than the United States as a whole. And in Iowa, hardly anyone votes in these caucuses. In 2000 Democratic caucuses, 3% of the voting age population showed up. But neither party is willing to take on the influence of Iowa and New Hampshire. And I think if a candidate wins both of them, it's going to be very hard to stop that candidate. And Howard Dean is looking very, very much like he can do that right now. In the last eight polls, he had 40% of the support in New Hampshire, and it's strong support. And he's neck and neck with Gephardt in Iowa. And again, his supporters are stronger than Gephardt's. He was in South Carolina over the weekend with Jesse Jackson Jr., and another Southern black congressman endorsed him over the weekend. Smart strategy to appeal to blacks in the South. They're the people who turn out in the primaries after Iowa and New Hampshire.
Cokie, thanks very much. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.